The Easiest Thing in the World, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. A small wounded noise makes it out of Hanchan when he sees Jiang Yang, and for a split second he's frozen in place, not sure if the other man is even breathing or not. Jiang Yang is bound to the chair, barbed wire wrapped around him. There's wire wrapped around his chest and arms, binding him tightly. The barbs have cut through his shirt, leaving the white fabric stained with blood. His head is down, chin resting against his chest. Then suddenly, Han Chun can move again, and he rushes to Jiang Yang's side. His fingers scrabble against the barbed wire as he tries to find a way to unwind it from Jiang Yang. He looks around himself frantically, trying to find something to cut through the wire with. But of course there's nothing. Of course they wouldn't have left anything that Han Chun could use to get the Jiang Yang free. He rips at the barbed wire, his bare hands bleeding already. Han Chun doesn't care. He just needs to... He has to get Jiang Yang away. There's a small sound from Jiang Yang, then a pained groan, and Han Chun doesn't stop trying to get the barbed wire away. He's found an end to the wire finally and is trying to unwind it from around Jiang Yang. There's no time to stop to look at him. Chun, Jiang Yang mumbles, his voice sounding weak and confused. Han Chun lifts his gaze to Jiang Yang's face, even as he still keeps trying to pull the barbed wire away from him. Even if he gets the wire away from Jiang Yang's torso, both of his legs are still bound to the chair too. He needs to hurry. Jiang Yang smiles at him. There's blood on his lips and on his teeth, and one of his eyes is swollen shut, and he smiles at Han Chun. It's his fault Jiang Yang is here. He's here because Han Chun cares about him, because Han Chun... Han Chun looks down at the barbed wire again, at his bleeding hands pulling it away from Jiang Yang. There's no time. Han Chun, Jiang Yang says again. He doesn't sound confused anymore, but his voice is painfully hoarse. You have to let go. There's no time. The bomb. Please, Achun, let go, he says gently. And Han Chun wants to yell at him, wants to... He keeps pulling at the barbed wire. Jiang Yang's breath shudders and he almost apologizes for the pain he must be causing. But instead, he just grits his teeth and keeps going. Please, Achun, Jiang Yang repeats. And now his voice wavers. They're dismantling the bomb now. He'll be fine. You'll be fine, Han Chun says through gritted teeth. He doesn't look at Jiang Yang's face. There's no time for anything else right now. He just needs to get Jiang Yang out. You don't know if they'll manage in time, Jiang Yang says quietly, like he knows what's going on. Like he knows Han Chun well enough to... Han Chun squeezes his eyes shut for a fraction of a second, his lips pressing together before opening them again. And there, finally, the barbed wire from around Jiang Yang's arms and chest is gone. He tosses it to the floor. You need to leave, Han Chun, Jiang Yang tells him. Han Chun grabs Jiang Yang by the neck. Not too rough, he reminds himself. Jiang Yang is hurt. He presses his lips against Jiang Yang's. He can taste Jiang Yang's blood against his lips. Jiang Yang makes this little noise against him, and Han Chun can't tell if it's pain or surprise or something else entirely. Han Chun pulls away quickly and blinks his eyes and swallows and looks at Jiang Yang. He's looking at Han Chun with wet eyes, tears leaking from the corners of his eyes, even the one that's bruised and swollen, and Han Chun wants to reach out to wipe the tears away. Instead, he crouches down and starts trying to pull at the barbed wire wrapped around Jiang Yang's legs. He has to go one leg at a time, and it'll take too long. I'm not going anywhere. Huntran bites out shortly. Now help me with the other leg, he orders. He can hear the shuddering breath that Jiang Yang takes, but he bends down obediently, if a bit laboriously, to start pulling at the barbed wire around his other leg. Huntran doesn't ask about how hurt he is. There'll be time for everything else, if they live through this. The end.